You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Please welcome, Residente. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. You got a ton of fans in the audience. Welcome.
Ooh, thank you.
First things first, welcome to the show. Congratulations on making it back from your documentary. I just want to say, I did not know how many Grammy Awards you had won. What is it now, 22, 23? How many now?
25.
25?
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter?
No, yeah, for me, it's like...
Yeah, because you won them all.
Yeah. No, but... No, that's funny, but... but when you think, like, I never thought that when you win a Grammy about, like, I don't know, record of the year, I never think that my record is the best of the year. Like, yeah. I think that there's so many artists and musicians making great music and they don't have the opportunity to submit to the Grammys. So I don't, you know, it's business-wise, it's okay, it's good, you know, to have 25 Grammys. But, you know, as an artist, it's good, but it's not, you know, I know that there are great artists out there, like, better than me making music, and they didn't have the opportunity, and they should have won.
Oh, that's a really nice way to put it. I will say, on my side, I would not be that nice. I'd be like, yeah, I'm the best. If I won 25 at the Grammys, I would just stay standing for my category. I would just be like, yeah, it's me. Don't worry, it's me. It's me. I know it's me. But now you're moving on to the next journey, and that is moving on from Calle 13, which a lot of people know you for, and now Residente is your new project, which is fascinating. You've designed it as a documentary that is all about the album. Why did you choose to do it this way?
I thought it was, like, in music, like, there is a lack of honesty, I think, and realness, and I wanted to be, like, with the people there. Like, if I'm gonna talk about Africa, like Burkina Faso, I go there and I stay with the tribes or the people.
Yeah.
And I make music with them, and it's more real and honest. Like, that, you don't have that on the radio. Like, people now... The music industry, for me, it sucks, and you know, radio too, and it's important to have that honesty. Like I can't believe, like, if you're talking about New Orleans and then you shoot the video in LA, it's like, for me, it's kind of weird, you know, and that happens also in the music industry a lot.
That's a strong statement, and you really follow through on it, because I was really interested to find that. What you did was you took a DNA test, you know,
yeah.
to see your ancestry, really. And you found all these different places that in some way were connected to you through your blood.
Yeah.
And so you went to all of those places to make music there. What was the country that surprised you the most when you found you were, you know, you had some sort of lineage?
I think every country surprised me. I went to Ossetia. I don't know if you guys know where is Ossetia. I didn't know before. And it's in the south of Russia, and it was a country that it was at war in 2008 against Georgia, and there are no tourists there. I went there, I had to ask for permission. It was very difficult to go in. And it was kind of, at first I was kind of scared, but then I realized that they were like nice, you know, nice people.
Yeah.
But you know, because you have ISIS and all that things happening around the Caucasus, it's kind of scary sometimes, but yeah. But I did a song about war, so I used like kids from Ossetia, drums from Ossetia, and then I used the panduri from Georgia that they were at war like against each other, and I did a song with them together in the song. So it's nice.
Wow. Yeah. You not only went to all of these places, you also took a journey back to Puerto Rico, which is interesting to me because at some point you called, you know, one of your leaders a son of a bitch. And
I'm not going to do it now, but yeah.
And that got you. No, no, I don't want to get you into trouble. I mean, you got banned for 4 years.
Yeah,
your music was censored. You were banned. What was that like, you know, going back to Puerto Rico and being in a place where your music was off the radio and yet you had so many fans who resonated, you know, your music resonated with?
Yeah, it was crazy for me at that time, and I felt it like, you know, like bad all the time. Like the people said hi, but I was like the, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Back home. But then the guy was, he lost. You know, the governor. and then I was able to perform again and in front of 30,000 people.
Wow.
And it was great. And for me, I cried at the end because I really wanted to perform. And, you know, it's like a kind of a happy, sad story because my grandma, she never saw me perform like that. And she died before because I was banned. So, but at the end was, yeah. It was good, and the people they were happy to see me, and me too.
It feels like that's a story that's all too common with Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Puerto Rico is its own country, and yet at the same time is what they call a territory of the United States, which is sort of like a colony. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but they cannot vote in the presidential election. You have a lot of views on what you wish the future of Puerto Rico would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish, like, I'm one of the 5% of the people from Puerto Rico that believe in the independence of Puerto Rico. And of course, it's because I would like to be like the U.S., like with one flag, one national anthem, and with a president. We don't have a president. Well, we have Trump as a president, but we can't vote for him. So it's kind of weird.
So you're saying you would have voted for him?
No. I like Bernie.
But, oh, you like Bernie?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Bernie's a great guy. But yeah, it's kind of confusing. And if I try to explain now.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation.
Yeah, it's going to take like 3 hours.
It's funny because, you know, yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda, he had an amazing piece that he did on John Oliver's show trying to explain, you know, part of what's happening in Puerto Rico. And I was shocked. I guess you were shocked as well to find out that the two of you are related. But you didn't know that you were related. You guys are cousins. How on earth do you find out you're related to Lin-Manuel? Is that when you're looking for Hamilton tickets and then you go, there's got to be some way I can get these tickets? How did you find
cousins.
That out?
No, I met him before, way before Hamilton, like when he was doing In the Heights.
Yeah.
And like 9 years ago, and my grandma, she used to tell me all the time, like, oh, you have your cousin in New York, and I didn't know about him. And then when he started to write In the Heights, we met in Puerto Rico because, and my mom, she saw his face and, oh, you have to be the son of la 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 la. And I was like, and then we discovered we were cousins.
Wow.
We were cousins. And yeah, and we've been together since then. And I remember like when he first started to write Hamilton, like we were in a restaurant here, Mexican restaurant, I don't remember the name, but and he told me, no, I have this cool idea of making like Alexander Hamilton. You know who it is? No, I don't know. explain to me who it is. And you know, it's a rap story and whatever. And then it was like,
it was gone.
Yeah,
yeah. It's been the most amazing journey. Yeah. Before I let you go, the album is coming out. It is really a fascinating story that takes us around the globe, takes us around your life and your story. What would be one thing you would want someone to take away from this documentary and from this album?
No, it's just listen to the music, and if you can watch the documentary, it's coming, it's gonna be out on May and on Netflix and iTunes. And there's a video coming out also, and two Hollywood actors, Edgar Ramirez, Charlotte Le Bon, that actually she's in love with you. She told me, oh, tell him that I love him. She's a French actress, and she's in The Walk. I don't know if you watched that movie.
Oh, I have, yes, yes.
And she's the girlfriend of the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if I
well,
can.
Thank you.
Can connect you.
Thank you.
If you
I
want.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's coming out this Friday. And the album and the documentary is on May, so thank you. And thank you for all the fans in Puerto Rico. The people from the college, the University of Puerto Rico, that they are in strike. I'm gonna support you guys tomorrow. I'm flying there, so yeah, I'll be there.
Thank you for everything. Residente's documentary will be available soon, and his solo album comes out Friday, March 31st. Residente, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.